What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 194 of the Next Gen Radio Podcast. I am your host, Mike Ercolano, today with my co-host and head coach at Next Generation Training Center, John Esposito.
Hello, hello.
We are back with another Ask Next Gen episode, which we haven't had one in a couple weeks, so I'm excited to be doing this today.
Good to be back.
But in Ask Next Gen, we'll answer three of your questions, either submitted via email to ask@nextgenradiopodcast.com or simply in person while you're here at the gym. These three questions today are all based around supplements. We've recently launched our own supplement line called Next Gen Nutrition, and we've had it in the gym for about a month now, so we've been getting a lot of questions from our members about the different supplements, when to take them, how to take them, the benefits of them, so we wanted to dedicate an entire Ask Next Gen show to supplements. So let's go into the first question, which is about creatine. So this person asks, I'm just starting to work out. Should I take creatine?
Well, creatine, I would first want to start off, creatine is probably one of the best supplements for anybody to take. Mm-hmm. It just has a lot of huge benefits, but especially for somebody who's just starting to get into fitness or just starting to work out, because your body goes through a lot when those first couple months of getting into exercise.
Right.
You're going to be tearing muscle. Muscle's going to be rebuilding itself. Your energy levels are going to fluctuate quite a bit. So creatine is awesome to take, and it's really good to take, for new people at least, before a workout. A lot of time for our more trained individuals, better take afterwards. Mm-hmm. But taking it beforehand, like 30 minutes to an hour before your session, is a great way to get it already pre-flowing into your body and your blood. And then as you start to utilize the creatine your body has, it just starts taking it up from the blood, blood, and starts getting flowed into the muscle a little bit better. And it helps provide a little bit of energy into there. So I would definitely recommend anybody starting working out, especially, to take some creatine. Mm-hmm. Smaller dosage to be okay. And then once you get a little bit more trained, start upping the dosage a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Now, what would you say a smaller dosage would be?
I think the average dosage is recommended like 5 grams. Mm-hmm. I don't normally say 10 grams for a lot of people because it's right around, like, it's respective to body weight. But like 5, 3 grams.
Yeah.
Your scooper, like 2/3 of your scooper should be perfect for most new people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, It'll help you save on your creatine too.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. And like you said, creatine's great for everybody, but especially if you're first starting to work out, it can really help mitigate some of those early damages, per se, for lack of a better term, that you do on your body. And, you know, it's funny because creatine is one of those things. It's not like like a pre-workout where you feel it, right? Like
no.
You feel the benefits of it right away. But if it's something you're consistent with over time, you will 100% get benefits. It's the most studied supplement there is, right? And, you know, there's a lot of and luckily over the last few years debunked, but there's a lot of misconceptions about creatine and like things like, and it's funny because this person who asked me this, he was concerned about, because his goal is weight loss, and he's concerned about gaining water weight. And yes, in the beginning, you might gain a little bit of intermuscular water weight. It's not like that bloating water weight you feel like when you eat a bunch of bread or you drink, like, you know, or you drink booze or whatever, and you get that bloated water weight feeling where you're hanging onto water. So you will gain a little bit of water weight per se, but it's intermuscular. It's not, it's a different type of water weight. So, and that tends to subside a little bit too after your body starts getting regulated with it.
It's about like it's anywhere from 3 weeks to about 2.5 months for people to get kind of acclimated to creatine, is what the average is. And you'll typically see any of the quote unquote swelling that people will kind of report go down at that like 2 month point. And the reason it happens is your muscles are basically sponges.
Mm-hmm.
They absorb water, they absorb all the nutrients, and creatine helps lock in the nutrients for a little bit longer and helps lock in the water, and it distributes the nutrients better. So what's happening is your body's just holding on to and utilizing the stuff it has already a little bit more. And that's why the water lingers in there, and that's why you get your water weight.
Mm-hmm.
But it's never really added weight. It's just stuff you're already taking in.
Right, right. And then even if we just take this conversation to a different angle and talk about the difference between weight and fat gain, right, just because you might put on a little bit of weight on the scale if you're starting to take creatine doesn't mean that you're gaining fat, right? Like you still, if you're doing the right things, exercising-wise, nutrition-wise, you're still going to be burning fat and getting leaner and getting, less body fat on your body. Less body fat on your body. Yeah, that's what body fat is. but so don't be concerned with if you do see it, you know, gain a little weight or you get that little water weight. It's not, again, it's not permanent, but it's also not gaining fat. It's actually a good thing that you want from it. So we can probably talk the whole episode too on, you know, the mental benefits of creatine, which have been coming out.
Oh, it's huge.
Right. So we don't have to go too far into details with that, but just know that creatine doesn't only just affect your strength and your muscles, but it also has a lot of benefits for cognitive health and brain health. And, you know, even some people or some studies have shown like even helping with depression and you know, anxiety and stuff like that, which personally, I've never felt a change. Like, it's not like, I've gone on and off creatine hundreds of times probably now in my life, and I've never felt like I'm less depressed or more focused or whatever on creatine. But the research shows and the science shows it, and, you know, if it makes that incremental difference in your mental health, then it could be a huge difference in the long run.
100%.
So definitely take creatine. It's great for everybody, especially if you're first starting to work out. It's probably the most highly recommended supplement. I would say everyone, I would probably say start with creatine before any other supplement.
100%.
Yeah, so definitely start taking it.
Just make sure you're drinking water when you do it. That's the one mistake everybody takes. It can dehydrate you.
It
just
definitely does dehydrate you. That's a good point.
Keep that in the back of your head. Make sure you're drinking a couple more bottles than you normally would.
Yep, great point. Great point. All right, question number two. When and how should I take BCAAs or branched chain amino acids?
So BCAAs are one of the supplements that don't really have a lot of negative effects per se.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, if you take 6 billion servings of it, it's going to be an issue.
Sure.
But it's something you can take every single day. It's something you can take multiple times a day, especially if you're going in for intense workouts. A lot of times it's recommended to just take it 30 minutes after your workout, or you drink it during your workout.
Mm-hmm.
I would recommend either during and after or before and during, just so you kind of have that in your system already.
Mm-hmm.
But it just helps provide energy to the muscles. It helps the muscles not degrade as much. So when you're breaking down your muscles during your workout, it helps not happen as much, which isn't meaning you're going to lose your lose out on your benefits. It's just going to make you get your benefits a little bit, or your gains and benefits a little bit easier.
Right.
It's huge. It's huge for your mental function as well. But it's actually one of those ones you can feel, quote unquote. I'm going to put that in there. A lot of people report that they get a lot more energy, or they don't fatigue out as much. They may not feel as excited as they expect to, but they don't lose their energy towards the end of their workouts as much.
Right.
It's been reported to help with muscle soreness post-workout for a few days afterwards, especially if you're taking it every single day and you have it free-flowing in your system. But just take it with water.
Mm-hmm.
Take it with water. It's actually been reported to take a little bit better with some kind of sugar. So if you take it with a juice or some kind of sugary pre-workout, if you would like to, or your post-workout shake, because it's huge to get that with whey protein, because that's the rest of your amino acids that you're missing out with the BCAAs.
Right. Yeah. So what BCAAs are branched chain amino acids. Like, amino acids are the building blocks of protein, right? So you'll find BCAAs in any source of protein, whether it's meat, whether it's whey protein, whether it's tofu, I guess, you know, like anything that's protein will have amino acids in it. But there's a lot of different amino acids, right? So like the branched chain amino acids are a specific type of amino acid complex that, like John said, helps preserve muscle, helps, you know, build muscle. And it's something that you could take, again, every day. There's no calories. It's a good alternative for somebody who is trying to lean down and lose weight, but not lose all their muscle in doing so, because, you know, when we lose weight, you do lose muscle. It's inevitable. So BCAAs could help preserve some of the muscle while you're losing weight, and also help you recover from workouts a little faster, a little quicker. And, you know, there's really no harm in taking it. And that's the biggest thing for me with it, is that even if there's, you know, a 5% change, like incremental increase, you know, it is huge, because there's no, you know, there's nothing bad about taking it. It's not going to, you know, make you gain weight. It's not going to, you know, do anything to you that's going to be negative, in a sense. So, like, take them. You know, I like the recommendation, like you said, of taking them a little bit before and then during. I like to drink mine during, just because I like having a flavored drink while I'm working out, frankly. You know,
absolutely.
Like, I get tired of drinking water, so when I'm working out, I like to have something flavored, so I have my BCAAs during. But you can really take them before, during, after. You could drink them all day if you want. You can put them in your water and drink them throughout the day. So BCAAs are a great supplement to take, especially if you're someone who's active and working out.
Of course.
So, all right, and That's also, before we move on, is also our supplement of the week right now, too. So
good flavors. I like the peachy mango. That's my favorite flavor.
There's
a
peachy mango. We have the blackberry ice and fruit punch. So if you are a member at Next Gen, we do have it as a supplement of the week. This episode's dropping on Tuesday, so the rest of this week you could pick them up. I mean, we'll always have them, but that's the featured supplement. You could try a sample. We have sample flavors at the front desk, so make sure you grab one of those. Question number three, what are the benefits of taking whey protein?
Oh God, where do you start on this one? I'd say the first one is going to be kind of similar to BCAAs. It's maintenance of muscles.
Mm-hmm.
It's maintenance and growth of muscles. It's the fuel for the fire in your body, kind of, for the most part. It's what provides energy into your muscles, not whey protein specifically, but what your body digests and takes out of it. It is trying to figure out where to start on this one. It is great for weight loss, especially if you're taking one that's a little bit lower on the sugar end of things, because it's a great filling supplement. It's not something that's going to leave you sitting there hungry for more, kind of like a bag of chips would.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But if you take protein, it sits in your stomach a little bit more. It settles in there. It takes some time to digest. It'll make you a little bit more tired, so you're going to keep that in the back of your head. It helps. There's been signs it helps lower blood pressure on constant use of whey protein, but it's got to be paired with exercise. There's benefits to muscle soreness, which comes along with the refueling of the muscles, and the same thing to BCAAs we're doing, and not letting the muscles degrade as much after your workouts.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think of more. Man, I got a lot more in the back of my head.
Yeah, I mean, the list goes on and on with it. I mean, as long as you can digest whey with no problem, which most people do, you know, especially like the way we have the Next Gen, not that there's a commercial for Next Gen Nutrition supplements, but the way that we have is it digests really easily. Like I've talked to a bunch of people who haven't been able to drink whey because they get that bloating and that gassy feeling. Be able to drink ours and take ours without a problem, and that's because it's so clean. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of that gassy, bloating feeling, you know, it might come a little bit from the whey, but it's because they put a lot of other stuff in it. There's a lot of the fillers in it. There's a lot of other bullshit in it that causes that. And what I love the most about all of our products, but our whey, is the way that it's produced, because there's a lot of trickery out there in the supplement world, especially when it comes to whey, and you don't always get what the bottle says. So like the bottle may say 20 grams of protein, but you might actually only be getting about 2 grams of protein, because they have this thing called protein spiking, where they test the protein or the levels of amounts of what the protein will be before it gets filtered and processed and then put into the powder. Mm-hmm. And during that processing, it loses most of its actual value. So they test it beforehand, they put 20 grams on the bottle, but in reality you're probably digesting way less than that. So the way our protein is produced is that it's tested after the fact. So you know on the bottle is what you're getting, right? You know you're getting, our whey protein right now is 20 grams. There's actually a new formula coming out in a few months that's going to up it to 22 grams of protein. Either way, you know you're getting 20 grams of protein or mm-hmm. 22 grams of protein. But what I like to say about whey protein is it's the fast food for healthy people, right? It's great for on the go, right? You're on out and about with kids at soccer games and, you know, whatever the weekend has in store, and you don't have time to, you know, pack a healthy lunch or whatever. So instead of swinging through the drive-thru, you have your shake. It fills you up for a little bit. It's like a meal in itself. And then it will get you through until the next time you have a real meal. So
absolutely.
That's what I like to call it. But whey protein is, I take it every day. I take like 3 servings a day.
I'm the same way. I take about 2 myself.
In fact, right before we started recording, I was eating overnight oats that I put a scoop of whey protein in there. And like whey protein could be taken multiple times a day. You know, as all supplements, and I guess I probably should have started the show with this, you know, supplements are exactly what they are. They're a supplement to your nutrition, right? Mm-hmm. So if you're not getting, you know, sufficient amounts of all your macro and micronutrients through your real food, supplements will come in and kind of supplement and fill the gap of what you're not getting. So whey protein is a very convenient and easy way to get a serving of protein without needing to go and have a full meal. So
yeah,
I only because I've been doing it forever, I still take a protein shake right after my workout. You know, science shows that you don't necessarily need to do that to get the full benefits of it, you know, as long as you're getting enough protein throughout the day. But I still personally feel that that period, that couple hours, especially the first 20 to 30 minutes, but that couple hours after your workout, you're in a prime position to take advantage of all the nutrients. So I like to jumpstart my recovery right away by having a protein shake. I'll even start drinking it at the end of my workout, like if I'm hitting arms or abs or something at the end of the workout, you know, I'll start drinking it then just to help jumpstart that recovery and start, you know, pumping my muscles and my body filled with, you know, the nutrients and the protein needed to help recover.
And a good thing about a lot of the whey proteins that are out there on the market nowadays too, especially if they're some of the tested ones, they have the other two supplements we listed in, or listed up here in them already. A lot of them already have the, well, they have to have BCAAs in order to have protein.
Right.
So that's just already included in there. But a lot of times they're supplemented even more with that. They'll have like 2 to 3 grams of creatine in there as well. So you get a little bit of everything with it. Like you said before, it's just you're supplementing what you're already doing with your life. So if your protein has it in there, take a little bit more of everything else, but you're going to be getting a lot of what you need just from taking protein. So if it's a one-stop shop, why not take it?
Yeah,
that's the bigger
question.
It's
easy, it's convenient, and it's healthy for you.
Absolutely.
You know? And I'm glad you brought up that point. Like the way I personally do is I have a scoop of creatine and a scoop of protein in my post-workout shake. So I get those out of the way all in one shot, and I drink my BCAAs during the workout. So covering all the questions from today, that's my personal routine. You know, I drink the BCAAs during and then the whey and creatine right afterwards. So I definitely, you know, if you're not intolerant to whey, I would say that everyone should be consuming a whey protein shake at least at some point throughout the week. You know, you don't have to necessarily take it every day, but it's a great filler. It's a great snack. It's something easy that you could take with you, throw it in your car, and you know, have it when you're not when you are time crunched and you don't have time to stop and get some food.
Now, I do like to put the little caveat in there, though. If you're somebody that's only working out 2 or 3 times a week, two or three times a week, I wouldn't do 2 or 3 protein shakes every single day if you're eating a normal amount.
Right.
Because it's high in protein. It's calories no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them have a little bit of added sugar in there, some kind of flavoring in there. So it will build up anyway.
Right.
And if you're not using those calories, your body will find a way to use them.
Right. And it's not like it's something magical that, like, if you take a shake, you're going to change your whole body.
Yeah.
Like, it has to be part of a big comprehensive approach to your fitness. That is a good point. And a lot of people do fall into that where they think it's necessary, they got to take it, and in reality it's not. No supplements are necessary, right? They're just helping you bridge the gap and hopefully get a little bit better results than if you weren't taking them, right? So I think it's a pretty good covering all those. You have anything that you want to finish on?
I'm always going to say take your creatine. It's probably, like we said before, it's probably the best supplement you can get out there. It's for everything, mental, physical, your immune health, everything of the sort. So it's great to have in there, but all the ones we listed up today, take in conjunction with each other. If you take them all at the same time, you don't have to remember to take them separately.
Yeah. Good point. So we'll finish up there. If you guys have any other questions regarding supplements or just anything in general, again, you could send that into ask@nextgenradiopodcast.com. We would be happy to answer it on a future episode. And if you are at Next Gen, you are a member, make sure you try the BCAAs that we have on the front desk this week if you haven't done so already. So that will be all. We appreciate all of your listeners. Please do us a favor and just share the show. You know, there's a lot of misinformation and questions about supplements. And, you know, I know a lot of people who start getting into fitness, that's one of the first questions they ask is supplements. So share the show with somebody who could benefit from it, a family member, a friend, a coworker, and get them the information that's needed to help them out as well. So that is all. Thank you for listening. Until our next episode, which will air on Friday, thank you and be well.